Feingold was the only senator to vote against the Patriot Act when it was passed just 6 weeks after the September 11th attacks. But now some Republicans and a coalition of conservative groups have joined him in an effort to roll back some of the surveillance powers the act granted. Supporters of Feingold's new bill, called the Security and Freedom Enhancement or SAFE Act, want to restrict police powers for unannounced searches and deny the broad access the Patriot Act grants to individuals' business and library records. Feingold says he's pleased and a little surprised that pro-gun groups, the ACLU, and some conservative Republicans, like Senator Larry Craig of Idaho, are all supporting the changes.
Some of the National Rifle Association people and others feel the strongest about it because they don't want the government rooting around in their house without any justification. So it's become a very strong bipartisan effort. There's still resistance from the Bush administration on much of it, but people are realizing that this was hastily drafted, and we need to fix it, not repeal it. We need to fix it.
Feingold says the new bill also has the support of both anti-abortion and environmental protesters who engage in civil disobedience. That's because it changes parts of the Patriot Act that allowed them to be lumped together with terrorists. During hearings on renewing the Patriot Act this week, Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez said he was open to some changes, but not all that Feingold and his supporters are seeking. Still, Feingold says because 16 provisions of the act expire this year, his group has leverage to make changes.
And when they try to get it through is when we will try to amend it to fix it. So time's actually on our side for a change, and if they don't get a change, then these provisions simply expire, and we don't want them to expire. We want to simply fix them.
Wisconsin Republican Representative James Sensenbrenner chairs the powerful House Judiciary Committee that will also play a key role in what happens to the Patriot Act. He's been publicly skeptical of some of the broad powers it grants the government, but he's reserving judgment on renewing any of its temporary provisions. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.